This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use the promo code SGP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. You are listening to Scommessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at the Soccer Gambling Podcast Twitter account. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. To get my additional content, head over to my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com, where I have guided my clients to 100 months in a row of transparent track profit. And October 2021 is guaranteed to be the 101st. So why don't you come on board for the 102nd month in the month of November over at lockbetting.com. Tons of stuff happening. We have the domestic soccer season. We have international soccer. We have the Champions League coming back in November. We're well into the NFL season. We're at the end of the MLB season. The NHL is coming back. The NBA is back. We've got tennis. We've got UFC. We've got big time boxing. We've got WWE. It's all going off in November. The reason I'm saying November the 1st is because I use Patreon for my website. That allows me to be completely transparent because underneath every single post, all of the Patreons can comment. So if there was any kind of error in my spreadsheet, if people hadn't made as much as I was making out, if there were bets there that weren't real, it would be picked up on. It would definitely have been picked up on in the last 8 years. What 101 months of profit means is that for 8 years and 5 months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting, and all of the spreadsheets are there on lockbetting.com. The only issue with Patreon is that it will bill you whenever you sign up. So if you sign up now, the 27th of October, they will bill you for those 4 days and they will bill you again on November the 1st. So wait for November the 1st and be a part of that 102nd month. All the spreadsheets are over at lockbetting.com. The pinned tweet at the Twitter account at SGP Soccer, that's at SGP Soccer, is the P&L for the previous month. That was the big magic 100th month, and we blitzed that month with 41 units of profit. That's good for £4,100, which is good for over $5,500 in the month of September that's just gone. That will soon be replaced by this month of October. It hasn't been as big as that, but it has been another month of profit, taking us to 101 months. And as I said, you can sign up for the month of November to be a part of that 102nd month over at lockbetting.com. Before we move on here with Scommessa Italia, let me let you know that it's not just picks that you're getting over there in terms of written picks that go towards the P&L. There's also bonus podcasts as well. You got a sample of one of those podcasts with the European show. That was a great show in terms of landing a whole bunch of picks. Unfortunately, the locks let us down there, but the locks haven't been letting us down here with the shows that we've been doing on the Soccer Gambling Podcast overall. We haven't lost an EPL lock since week two. We've landed our last six locks on Serie A as well, including the both teams to score at the weekend. So we'll be looking to continue that. Also, I'll be releasing a bonus show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast looking at the Manchester United situation at the moment. Now, I know I put some feelers out there to see if people want a Manchester United podcast, because Sean Green is doing a Philadelphia Eagles podcast over on the Sports Gambling Podcast, and I've had a very, very good response. Now, we can get that over the line if we get some decent listenership for this Manchester United podcast that I'm about to release in the next 2 days. Obviously, it's going to be focusing on the Liverpool game and, of course, the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer situation, because I, as a supporter, find myself in a predicament. This manager isn't good enough to be the Manchester United manager. I've been saying that for a while, but he hasn't been sacked off the back of a 5-0 defeat against Liverpool. He's going to get the game against Tottenham. I cannot watch my team fall any further behind. However, I also cannot watch my team continue to be managed by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So what do I want to happen? I'm going to this Tottenham Manchester United game on Saturday. I've just suffered through going to the Man United Liverpool game on Sunday. So I thought that this one terrible result would be enough, but now I have to sit through another game. And if he wins that game, he's going to get himself possibly another lifeline, and I'll have to suffer through more Ole Gunnar Solskjaer Manchester United football. Or if we lose the game, we lose more grounds, but he will definitely be sacked. So I never, ever want to be one of these people that go against my team, but I really don't know what I'm going to do here on Saturday. But anyway, we're going to do a post-mortem from the Liverpool game. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about the possible contenders. We're going to chuck in some betting lines, look at the next manager to go market, which is led by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but the price is getting a little bit better by the day, which is concerning, because he's gone from minus 400 now to minus 200, which looks like he may not be the next manager to be sacked. And also a look at the market, as I said, for the next manager to take over, currently led by Antonio Conte. So that's all going to be on the Man United special. And as I said, if we can get decent numbers from that, if we can get decent feedback for that, we may be able to get this show permanently over the line, a weekly show talking about Manchester United, the biggest football club in the world. So let's move on here with Scudetto Italia. Three Serie A games took place today, but I was taking a break from soccer. Honestly, I was just mentally drained by what I saw at Old Trafford on Sunday. Took a mental break from sports betting. I already had all of my NFL plays out before the Manchester United game, got them out before I got into the grounds. The reception at Old Trafford is horrendous. And we had a very successful week in the NFL, which is good, which has kind of softened the blow, because it allowed me to put my feet up, take a couple of days off, rest, not talk about soccer, not watch any soccer, not watch any sport at all. I've been catching up with a few shows on Netflix that I wanted to watch. Season 3 of You, the Britney Spears documentary about her court case, Dave Chappelle. So yeah, I've been able to catch up with that kind of stuff for the last 2 days without having to do any research on sports betting, not watch any sports at all. I didn't watch Monday Night Football. I haven't even watched WWE Raw yet, because that's another podcast I'm going to have to talk about. So yeah, it took a full 48 hours off to just mentally recover from the absolute fucking horrendous dog shit that I had to watch on Sunday in Manchester. But we're back here. The research has been done for these seven games happening in Serie A on Wednesday. And we will begin here with the Juventus game against Sassuolo. This is a 5:30 kickoff tomorrow, which is at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time in the US. And Juve are the 1-2 favourites to win this game. It's 4-1 here on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Sassuolo. Sassuolo haven't had a very good start to the season, but they got that bounce back win that I predicted that they would get at the weekend. Juve also did what I predicted they would do, although they needed an 89th minute penalty to do it, which was to continue to remain unbeaten in this unbeaten run. And that involved going away to Inter Milan, who are currently the favourites to win the league this season, and getting something from that game. And that's exactly what they did. I would say that Juve's result was actually more impressive than what Sassuolo did. Obviously, Sassuolo got themselves 3 points and Juve just got the draw. But going away to the San Siro against Inter Milan and getting something in that ground, especially in the 89th minute, I think is a better result for you than Sassuolo beating Venezia at home. And Sassuolo needed that because they've had a very, very poor start to the season. As I said, the expectation is for them to solidly establish themselves this season as a top half team in Italy. And the start they've made to the season has been relatively poor, but they bounce back with that win. But I think the bounce back will be short-lived here because I do think Juve will win this game. The only thing that really concerns me is the lack of rest. Sassuolo played on Saturday and Juve played on Sunday, and they're playing here again. So obviously Sassuolo are the more rested team. But I think Juve's better quality here will shine through and they'll continue on that unbeaten run. But I think it will be a game where they'll have to squeak it out. Sassuolo themselves haven't been in their usual number of high-scoring games this season. I know 3-1 win on Saturday was a relatively high-scoring game. But throughout the course of the season, they haven't been as free-scoring as they would like to be. And Juve, well, their recovery has mainly centered on fixing the defence. If you remember coming into the season, they were on a crazy both teams to score streak, which continued into the first few games of the season. Well, now they are beginning to keep clean sheets. Now the Allegri effect is kicking in and they are a much more solidly defensively solid unit. They have seen fewer than 3 goals in all of their last 5 matches. Sassuolo have actually conceded in all 11 previous meetings with Juve. So a clean sheet is virtually impossible to see here for Sassuolo. And the home side now come into this being undefeated in their last 9 games. So they've made a very good recovery after a poor start. I think that that was magnified by the fact that they got something at the San Siro, and I expect them to win here. As I said, the worrying thing would be the fact they've only had 2 days rest. But I think they win a game where there's not going to be an influx of goals. It's going to require a moment of quality. I think Juve's defence holds up a little bit better than Sassuolo's. And the likes of a Dybala or a Morata or a Chiesa, I think will be able to land Juve the win here and be better in those decisive moments where you need an extra bit of quality. I think Juve will have that and will get over the line here with the win. There's no value really on taking them here at minus 200. So I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals. I know I do that a lot, but it is a play that does land very, very frequently. And it gives you a much better price. Your minus 200 suddenly becomes a minus 110 here. And I think given the statistical data of these two teams, who haven't been the most free scoring, but with Juve having that extra bit of quality here, especially at home, I think getting that from a minus 200 to a minus 110 gives you really good value here for this game. So Juve and under 4.5 goals at 10 to 11 is your play for this first game here on the show. Up next, we move on to another 5:30 game here between Sampdoria and Atalanta. So tomorrow there are 3 5:30 games. That's UK time. That's 12:30 p.m. East. And then the rest of the games will take place after that, with one game being played on Thursday. That is the league leaders, Napoli, at home to Bologna. Well, as we're recording this podcast, they are no longer the league leaders, actually, because AC Milan got themselves another win today. So AC Milan currently sit top of the table. Obviously, Napoli will have a game in hand and will have the opportunity to get back to the top. But at the moment, AC Milan are sitting top of the tree with 10 games played, 9 wins, 1 draw and no losses. And as I said, Napoli can match that record and go ahead of them with a better goal difference. But then there's a big gap to the rest of the field. AC Milan currently 10 points ahead of Inter Milan and 12 points ahead of Roma. As I said, all of these teams have a game in hand, but It is looking very, very impressive for AC Milan to, at the very least, go back-to-back years and maintain their Champions League position. I think that would have been their realistic aim at the start of the season. And already, 10 games into the season, they are looking well on course to make back-to-back Champions League. So another team looking to make the Champions League again, another team actually looking to challenge for the league this season were Atalanta, but they have made a bit of a shaky start. They are looking to win this game here away to Sampdoria tomorrow, and they are available at 3-4 to do just that. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 7-2 on Sampdoria. This is a game where the value on the goals has completely gone. Both teams to score is available at 1-2, minus 200. It was a lock for the Atalanta game at the weekend, which cashed for us, but there's no value here. And the over 2.5 goals is also at the same price. Now, if you put these two together, you get a play of around about 5-6 in most places. That seems reasonable to me. But at this juncture, I'd rather just take Atalanta on the money line than fiddling around with goals combinations and looking for a high-scoring game. I do think it will be a high-scoring game, and I do think there's a very good chance both teams will score, because now Atalanta are without 6 of their defenders due to injury. At the weekend, it was only 5, with both teams having scored in 6 of Atalanta's last 7 matches, and with the host going 5 consecutive games without a clean sheet. But I think in the end, Atalanta's attack will be able to take advantage of this Sampdoria defence. I do think Sampdoria will score. I just think Atalanta will score more. They showed against Manchester United how they can exploit a weak defence in the first 45 minutes. At the weekend, they struggled a lot more against Udinese. The first half was pretty dead. In fact, Udinese had the better of it, and I really felt like we deserved to get the Udinese goal in the first half, which would have made our play a lot more easier, and he wouldn't have been relying on an Udinese equaliser in stoppage time. But it doesn't matter how you win. It just matters that we got the win in the end. And in this particular game, I think Atalanta are already in a position where they need to win. They are starting to fall behind the leaders. And in fact, if the season continues to go like this, with AC Milan and Napoli having the consistency that they have, bearing in mind these two teams were considered the 4th and 5th favourites to win the league this season, Atalanta might not even make the Champions League, because it's very difficult to see the defending champions Inter not making the Champions League. It's very difficult to see Juve not continuing this improvement and not making the Champions League. And you even have the threat of Jose Mourinho's Roma, whose target was Champions League football, hovering around there as well. This is becoming very, very difficult. This is a very competitive league, and that's why we chose to cover it the start of the season. So Atalanta are already in must-win territory here, with 9 games played, winning only 4 of them, having 3 draws and 2 defeats. Now, this is the kind of record that's similar to what Manchester United have, and we're talking about sacking Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So for a team that is supposed to be title contenders, Atalanta are really not doing enough, and they'll be expected to win at a team like Sampdoria, who have also made a poor start to the season, but their start is relative to what was expected of them, and they were expected to be a little bit higher than 15th this season and have more than 2 wins from their first 9 games. So I'm going to go for Atalanta to win this game at the price of 3-4 here in this one. Up next, the last 5:30 game from Wednesday, and we're looking at the game here between Udinese and Verona, where Udinese are the 5-4 favourites. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 7-4 here on Verona. I think Verona are decent value to get something out of the game. I like Verona on the double chance to avoid a defeat here, which is available at 4-6. Udinese come into this without a win in the last 6 games and have conceded in every single one of those games. Verona have scored 2 or more goals and have been winning at half-time in all of their previous 5 matches. They are surprisingly one of the informed teams in Italy at the moment, and they have actually won 2 of the last 3 games, which includes smashing Lazio last time out at home by 4-1. Now, we took that game going over, but we did not expect that Verona were going to come away with a convincing victory and put up 4 against Lazio. So it's difficult for me to see them getting beat here. At the very least, I think they'll get something for this game. So I like Verona on the double chance market at 4-6, minus 150. Up next, we move on to the 7:45 kickoffs, 2:45 East, and we begin with Cagliari at home to Roma. It's 19-5 on Cagliari here, 16-5 on the draw, and Roma are the 3-5 favourites. Roma should win this game, but until they improve their away form, I'm not going to be taking them to get any away wins here in Serie A. I think the best way to play this game, if you are desperate to play this game, is to take both teams to score, tacked on with the over 2.5 goals. Despite the fact that they are a Mourinho-managed team, there have been plenty of goals in the Roma game so far this season. Both teams have scored in 5 of the previous 5 meetings between these two teams, and over 2.5 goals has landed in 6 of the last 7. This Cagliari side are without a clean sheet in the last 14 meetings with Roma and have conceded in all of their last 11 matches. Roma have scored at least 2 goals in 8 of their 9 away matches against Cagliari in all competitions. So this is usually a routine game where Roma managed to find a net at will. I think this one will see the over 2.5 goals cash easily. I actually do think Roma will win the game, but I'm going to combine my over 2.5 goals with both teams finding a net, and that gives me the price of 5-6. Best price of 10-11, but widely available at 5-6 minus 120 here in this one. Up next, we look at Inter Milan travelling to Empoli, where Inter Milan are the 4-9 favourites to win this game. It's 19-5 the draw, and it's 21-4 here on Empoli. I think Inter Milan represent a decent parlay piece. I think they're good value here on the money line. Obviously, I can't pick them individually because I have a self-imposed rule here where I don't pick anything worse than 1-2 minus 200, and Inter are just outside of that. But I cannot see how they don't win this game. But in order to give us some value, I'm going to take Inter Milan to win, and I'm going to tack on the team total of over 1.5. So that's Inter to win and for Inter to score over 1.5 goals as a team. I don't think Inter are going to win this game 1-0. There seem to be plenty of goals in Inter games, and both of these teams are without a clean sheet in their last 4 matches. In fact, there have been 3 or more goals in 5 of Empoli's last 7 games and in 6 of Inter Milan's last 8. Inter Milan have won their last 7 meetings with Empoli and are undefeated in their previous 14 head-to-head matches against this team. So Inter Milan to win this game with over 1.5 goals scored by Inter as their team total. Put those two together, you can probably get this on a bet builder over at Bet365, or most sites should have this. It may be listed as Inter to win and over 1.5 goals in the game. But no matter how you have to go about betting it, you should be able to find this one relatively easily. Up next, we look at our final game here for Wednesday. It's Lazio at home to Fiorentina. Well, Lazio here are available at 10-11. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Fiorentina. I see this game going over 2.5 goals, and that's going to be my main lean for it. Over 2.5 goals in this game is available at 4-6. It seems a little bit short for 3 goals in this game, but I actually think you're getting very solid value. I think Lazio will end up winning this game because they are much better at home than they are away, proven by the fact they come into this off the back of a 4-1 away defeat against Verona. But they have failed to keep a clean sheet in any of their last 5 meetings with Fiorentina. The visitors come into this having opened the scoring in 7 of their last 8 matches. And Lazio have beaten Fiorentina more times in Serie A than any other club in their history. So lots of interesting data there, but I'm leaning towards the fact that there have been at least 3 goals in all of Lazio's home matches so far this season. In fact, Lazio's matches at the Stadio Olimpico are averaging 5 goals per game so far this campaign. So expect a few goals here, and with Lazio continuing to come out on top in front of their fans and continuing to be inconsistent and bad away from their fans. So over 2.5 goals here is the play for Lazio Fiorentina. And that one is available at 4-6 minus 150 here for this game. Last game is that Thursday game where Napoli will be looking to return to the top against Bologna at home. They're 1-3 to do that. It's 9-2 on the draw and it's 8-1 here on Bologna. Napoli's draw at Roma at the weekend was them dropping their first points of the season. That was predicted here on the show. I'm looking for them to bounce back. It's not really a major bounce back spot, because getting a draw away to Roma isn't a bad result. They are a far better home team than they are away from home. And obviously, they're one of the contenders for the Champions League this season. But they will be looking to get their spot back at the top of the table. And Bologna does represent a decent opportunity to do that, because they do concede a lot of goals. But they also score a lot of goals. So I think a decent outside bet here will be for both teams to score. It's 10-11 on yes and 10-11 on no. And I certainly think the data supports Bologna scoring a goal here in this game. Bologna have seen both teams find a net in 5 of their last 6 games, while they've also seen over 2.5 goals scored in 5 of their last 6 games as well. So despite the fact that Napoli do have a pretty decent clean sheet record so far this season, keeping 6 in their 9 Serie A games so far this season, I am going to lean for both teams to score here in this one. Closing out with your lock on the show, difficult one, because there seem to be a lot of goals around Serie A at the moment, and you do want to go with that, but you're not getting too much value. You're laying a lot of juice on a lot of goals here. So I'm going to go with something in the opposite direction. I'm going to go for Juve to win their game, continuing to ride their form with under 4.5 goals. Juve have tightened up their defence, so they could possibly keep a clean sheet here. And if Sassuolo score, I cannot see them scoring twice. And I cannot see Juve scoring more than 3 goals, because their attack has been very conservative during this run. Hasn't quite clicked, but their defence has been keeping them in good form. So Juve to win and under 4.5 goals here. And that one is available at minus 110, 10-11. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.